Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Yadayim. Today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, 3 and 4. Mishnah Gimel says, Hamayim shenifsalu mishtiyas habehema. If water becomes unfit for animals to drink, bekalim pesulim ubekarkos ksherim, then you cannot use that water in a vessel to wash your hands. But if it's in the ground, meaning collected in a pool of water, then it would still be okay. Nafal asocha dio, komos, v'kan kantom. If one of these dyes or inks falls into the water, v'nishtanu marehen, and it changes their appearance, so they become colored from this dye or this ink, psulin, then that water becomes unfit for washing hands. Asa behen malacha, okshashara behen pito. If somebody uses the water to do some form of labor, or if he soaks his bread in it, psulin. It can no longer be used for washing hands. Shimon HaTimni Omer, Shimon HaTimni says, Afilo niskavin lishros bezev enafel l'sheni. Even if he intended to dip his bread in this water and he accidentally dropped it in some other water, ksherim, then it's still fit. Now, the fact that it says afilu is a bit of a question, and it's not clear exactly what it means. We'll see the Bart Neuro in just a minute. Some people do lose the afilu here, which would make it make more sense, but we're going to see the Bart Neuro's explanation. But first, let's back up a little bit. Water that is unfit for animals to drink, bekalim psulim, it's no good in vessels. Delo tikun rabbanan netila, ela b'reuyin lishtiyas behema. Because the rabbis only instituted netilas yadayim, washing the hands, using water that's fit for an animal to drink. However, bakarka ksherim, in the ground, it would be valid. You could still use it. Lehitzbil hayadayim, to stick your hands into in order to wash them. Daha mikveh ninhu, because it's considered a mikveh. V'chol gufo tovel behen, and someone can immerse their entire body in it, yadav lo kol shekein, so shouldn't they certainly be able to dip their hands in it? So that's why water that's not good in a vessel might still be good in a mikveh. Also behen malacha, o sheshara behen pito, psulin, if somebody uses the water to do some form of work, or if he soaks his bread in it, that water is no longer good for washing hands. Mishum debatlan v'nishtanu mitaras mayim, because its legal status has changed. So yes, it's still water, but it's now in a different legal category. Afilo niskavin l'shros bezeh, even if someone intends to soak his bread in one water and he accidentally drops it in another water. Bitmia, the Bart Neuro says that he's actually asking a question. V'chi afilu niskavin l'shros pito b'makom echad v'nafo b'makom acher yu psulim? He's saying, if someone intends to dip their bread in one water and he accidentally drops it in another water, should that also be no good? Should that also invalidate the water? He says, in such a case, it wasn't intended, and therefore it doesn't invalidate the water. Rather, Shimon HaTimni says, it's definitely still good for washing hands. But the halacha does not follow Reb Shimon HaTimni. Looking in the Tosfos Yontiv, a little bit more explanation of this. Umaharam Ksav, the Maharam writes, Deshara de Tana Kama, Mashma de Niskavin Lishros, that the soaking of bread that the first Tana talks about is apparently talking about with intention. Hanafel Miyado, Shalola Kvanas Sharia Kasher. So therefore, if it falls out of his hands without intention to be soaked in the water is still good. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, if he has intention to dip, even though he intends to dip in this and not in that, that would invalidate it. But Shimon HaTimni then comes along and says, no, even in such a case with the intention, since it wasn't his intention to use that water, it's still good. But as we said, we do not follow the opinion of Shimon HaTimni. Mishnah Dalet. Hidiach behem es hakelim, if somebody used the water to wash his dishes, o shemicha behem es hamidos, or if he scrubbed his measuring utensils using them, psulim, then this water can no longer be used for netilas yadayim. Hidiach behem kelim mudachim, if he used the water to wash vessels that were already clean, o chadashim, or that were brand new, ksherim, the water is still good, can still be used for netilas yadayim. Rabbi Yossi posel b'chadashim, but Rabbi Yossi invalidates it if you use the water to wash new utensils. And again, we'll see in the Bart Neuro why that is. Skipping back to the Bart Neuro, Oshemicha behem esamidos. So if you washed your dishes or you scrubbed your measuring utensils, why scrubbed? Lachluchis shenidbaka behen ve'eno yotza ela b'dechuka. So the things that are measured, they are dirty and they stick, and they need to be removed with great effort. L'hachitani l'shen michoi. So that's why it's talking about scrubbing. Now, if you use your water to wash clean or new utensils, the water is still good. But Rabbi Yossi says it's pusel. It's not good if you use it to wash new utensils. Why is that? Da'af al pi shehem nekiyim, even though they're clean, ein regilus lehishtamish bahen ad shiyidichum tchila. People are not accustomed to use new utensils until they wash them first. You may have noticed we tend to do this. You buy glasses in the store, you're going to rinse them out before using them. However, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, the water would still be good for netilas yadayim. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with the last Mishnah in this chapter, and then we will start Perek Beis.